By the grace of Srila Guru Maharaj, we are maintaining our spiritual life in Chaitanya Charitamrita Mart. This day, very auspicious day, Guru Maharaj wanted. He told before so many things to us. We cannot understand that time. But now we are observing, we are seeing the glories of Sri Krishna Sarasadamata. When Srila Guru Maharaj come in Kolodit, Aparad Bhanjan part, he taken some land for us as Sri Chaitanya Sarasadamata basis of preaching all over the world. That time 3 acres of land only was there. And Guru Maharaj, he think this is sufficient for spending life, but his inner desire he expressed through one sloka, what he want and what is the position of Chaitanya Sarasadamata and in future what will be Chaitanya Sarasadamata. Guru Maharaj have seen clearly. He composed that sloka, Sri Chaitanya Sarasadamata Varavayud Gita Gita Chayasri Vibrat Sangabhadi Ganga Dharana Kartana Vaddipa Kola Adri Raje Jatra Sri Gaura Sarasadamata Nirata Gaura Gatha Nilanti Nityanga Rupa Anuga Sri Kirtamati Guru Gauranga Radha Jitasa Srimad Chaitanya Sarasadamata. Chaitanya Sarasadamata, unlimited glories he has seen. In this material world, it's appeared from the highest place of spiritual abode. But appear here, some people or mundane thinker, they are thinking it is a little mot. What can from this mot? What can do? Someone, his god brother, very good, high class god brother, he told Sridhar Maharaj, taking one big long bamboo and put it there, one flag, and living in thatched room and composed this sloka, so glorifying sloka. And I told to Guru Maharaj, this is comment of this Prabhu. And Guru Maharaj said, you can say in future what will be Chaitanya Sagara, what he can see if he will stay. But later, some of God brother, they were very envious to Guru Maharaj. They are thinking Guru Maharaj cannot eat properly because problem of money. He is not asking money to anyone. He is not going anywhere. He is staying in a thatched room. Someone giving some food, he is eating. Which way he maintained his life? But when this temple, Nag Mandir, and some structure come out, then that person asked to Pishima. Pishima means Prabhupada Devi Bhaktivedanta Swami's sister. He asked to Pishima, how is Chaitanya Sahasrara Math and how is Sridhar Maharaj? And Pishima gave an answer very cleverly. Pishima told, now Chaitanya Sahasrara Math, you cannot conceive what is glories of that Chaitanya Sahasrara Math. There is now Guru Gauranga Gandharva Govind Sundar manifested, and that Radharani's courtier, Lakshmi Devi, herself every day blooming, the courtyard of Radharani, Lakshmi Devi. That is position of Chaitanya Sahasrara Math. Pishima given that answer, Guru Maharaj smiled and told, she is very clever. She not told Sridhar Maharaj is courtyard. She told Radharani is courtyard. It is possible and it is very good. Now I am thinking, what was desire of Guru Maharaj, that Govinda Kunda? Guru Maharaj mentioned from first time, this is Govinda Kunda. If you can buy, then we can make something in Govinda Kunda. But that time, little late, we bought it, but cannot do anything because the neighbor of this kunda, they do not want, it will be very big and very nice. They want their cow, their buffalo, everything, every day. We take bath here and demolish the banana tree. That is their natural swabha. Then actually 12 to 14 years I fighted for giving the compound wall of Govinda Kunda here. But after that, a time came and some way we have got opportunity, and that Govinda Kunda compound wall. But up to that it was, but Guru Maharaj's desire was in the middle of Govinda Kunda there will be one temple, small temple, and Mahaprabhu will go as Chandan Yatra and play in boat Govinda Kunda and rest there, take rest, take some nourishment, food, etc. Then Chandra Yatra time, Mahaprabhu will go for play in Govindakunda. But I cannot think which way it will be possible, because who will do that was question. And which way will be possible, that's also very question. But by the grace of Lord Gauranga, Govinda could come out through the service of the devotee, mainly Acharya Maharaj. When I expressed my desire, he told, yes, it is possible. Then I think which way it is possible, but it is necessary to build like Vrindavan. Vrindavan, all kunda is very nicely decorated. But you are seeing now, at present, the position of Govinda Kunda is very nice. And day by day, it will be more beautiful. That is, I can think. Because grace of Srila Guru Maharaj upon us, and we are all very much eager to serve Govinda Kunda and Mahaprabhu, then at present, when temples be, I think this temple always will be vacant, and Mahaprabhu yearly once or twice or thrice will come and stay there a few hours, and that temple will be chamchike. Chamchike in this is bat rack, etc. They will stay there and get some of the swan or goods they will pastel whole year. This is not good. Anyway, then I meditate. What shall we do? It's come out in our mind. Giriraj Govardhan, his form here, Gupta Govardhan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur told it. This Kolodvip is Gupta Govardhan. Then why not Gupta Govardhan will be revealed here? Gupta Govardhan, but nobody knows it. But if Govardhan will reveal himself, then it will be Bhakta Govardhan. And now you are seeing Giriraj Govardhan come. And all the property of Chaitanya Saraswati Math as very small city, but who will take care of all these things? Then Lord Shiva, he mercifully started to take charge. Khetrapal, as a Khetrapal, he has taken charge here. In Mayapur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Mahaprabhu's place, birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he inaugurated temple of Lord Shiva, and there service going on. And every month, Srila Madhava Maharaj's month, and other big month, even Sri Dham Vrindavan, there is four Lord Shiva, Bhuteshwar, Kameshwar, Chakoleshwar, Gopeshwar, this type of Shiva temple in Vrindavan also. And their pranam mantra is very nice. Ye Vrindavana Manipate Jaya Soma Soma Mauli Sanandana Sanantana Lara Dedya Gopi Sara Vrajavilas Jukumang Ji Padme Preeti Nijaksha Nitarang Nirupadhi Padme Nirupadhi Preeti Nijaksha. Always you bestow your mercy as Krishna prayer, Krishna bhakti. You have right to give it and give us because you are the controller of the whole obstacles, what is undesirable, you can control that. And you are living in Vrindavan and always Krishna is going there. You are Avanipate. Avanipate means you are master of that land of Vrindavan. Actually Krishna, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and Lord Shiva is the super servant of Lord Krishna. This Srila Vedavyasa Bhagavan Badaraya, he told in Srimad Bhagavat Nimnaganam Yatha Ganga Devanam Achyuto Yatha Vaishnavanam Yatha Sambhu Purananam Idam Tatha. Given prestige and position like Srimad Bhagavat, Lord Shambhu, he is the super Vaishnava and his position in Vrindavan, so high position also he says. And when he is Gopishwar, there also he is giving God the Rasa Stal. This type of glories of Lord Shiva we have seen. And Shiva, so many names and all very glorious. Sambhu, Risha, Pasupati, Shiva, Suri, Maheshara, Ishara, Sarva, Ishana, Shankara, Chandrasekara, Bhutesha, Khandaparasu, Girisho, Girisho, Mida, etc. I forgot that. Then he is sometimes Mahesha, Devadidev, all demigods, he is the leader and they are worshipping Lord Shiva. Then Shiva is very simply merciful Vaishnava. He is auspicious presence will clean the all obstacles of divine service of Lord Krishna, Mahaprabhu, non-different form with Krishna. And all bhakti-vigna Dinas, all the obstacles will go out by his divine glance, merciful glance, and we can happily serve our Supreme Lord, Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. Shivas have varieties, position. Sometimes he is Rudra, sometimes his position as Gunavatar, sometimes he is Sadasi, sometimes he is holding Ganges in his head, etc. Then His blessings, His mercy, always will be helpful to us, who is very conditioned soul. They also will get relief from this illusory environment. And very detached nature, no attachment, and living his Hare Krishna mantra.